This is Pat Prescott from The Morning Show, and I'm delighted to be with two friends whose star is rising. Together, they call themselves Parlor Social, along with the incredible musicians and singers and dancers that work with them. Individually, they are an amazing couple, two extremely talented people who have come together and put together one of the more interesting groups I have ever seen in my life. Joining me today, Parlor Social founders Desi DeLauro and Ricky Peugeot. How you guys doing?
Good. Thank you. How you doing?
Good to be here. Thank you.
It's great to see you. And you guys know that I've been following you, I guess, for about maybe 5 or 6 years now.
We're following you too, Pat. We're fans of yours. Always.
It's been a minute since I first met you, but what you do is so unusual and so special. And I think that the way Desi often describes it, she says if Cab Calloway, Outkast, and Lauryn Hill had a love child, it would sound like Parlor Social.
That's right.
You know, to me, it's a little bit like Kid Creole and the Coconuts funked up with a little hip hop thrown in on the side, because it just encompasses so many things, and I gotta believe that it goes back to Cirque du Soleil. I know both of you worked there. I've seen some of the footage of the things that you've done together. Was that where you guys met, in Cirque du Soleil?
No, before.
So you went to Cirque together.
Yes.
Oh, that is kind of cool.
We left town to join.
You ran away with the circus.
Ran away with the circus. We sure did.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you two got together.
Well, we're both from Montreal. Mm-hmm. She was already doing Cirque du Soleil in Florida, La Nuba. And when she came back, that's how we met. And she had a whole bunch of original music that were really raw. So she just gave them all to me. She said, do what you want. Do whatever you want with these songs, arrangement-wise. So I produced them, arranged them, and we came up with the first album, A Study of a Woman's Soul.
And I just had a natural trust in him. I don't know. It was just bizarre. But, you know, we connected on so many levels, and it was instant.
You can't make that up. I mean, either these things happen or they don't.
Exactly.
But I mean, you see this dude with his handsome self, and he is a piano playing fool, man.
He's kind of cute.
Yeah, he's kind of cute. Yep, he's kind of cute. That's real, right there.
Put me on Front Street like that. Wow.
But seriously, Ricky, your skills on the keyboards are pretty amazing.
Thank you so much.
We just saw you recently at the Hollywood Bowl at the Playboy Jazz Festival, making your debut there. And just listening to you play, man,
amazing.
You were in the zone.
Yes.
Oh, man, I was enjoying myself.
It was just beautiful.
The crowd, we were feeling off the crowd. The band was killing it.
Background singers,
everyone.
And dancers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like I said, a lot of it, I think, goes back to Cirque du Soleil. I can't think of a better place to really hone your performance skills, to learn how to do something different and creative and kind of just think outside the box. How did that whole experience really impact and kind of help to form the Parlor Social mentality, I guess?
Well, I'll speak for myself. You know, I did 2 Cirque du Soleil shows. It brought out a theatrical aspect in what I was doing. I wasn't comfortable prior to that. It's so funny because I had actually got a role for Rent touring.
Really?
And I said no because I chickened out. I was terrified.
You were shy, huh?
And I didn't know I had, you know, some sort of acting skills or playing skills on stage and, you know, a little more than just performance and singing, you know. And then when I got with Cirque, we had this class that we did, and people were like, wow, you know, you have this natural, like, knack to just act and be very theatrical with what you're doing. So you should bring it into your music a lot more. And from that point on, I mean, when we developed what we're doing now,
we always envisioned a theatrical element to what we're doing, because the music that we created is based out of the Harlem Renaissance era. And there's so much within the culture of that era. There's painting, there's acting, music, literature, poetry. So all of that, there's always something you can grab on from that era and, you know, put it into what we're doing, which we call speakeasy soul music, prohibition funk.
Neo-ragtime.
And it was very animated back then.
Yes.
You know, Cab was very animated.
Yeah.
He's one of our, you know, I like to say that he's my alter ego. Cab Calloway was so animated. Duke Ellington was so
animated.
Fats Waller. So, you know, we're influenced by, you know, the classic 20s Harlem Renaissance period. So we're bringing it into all of that.
Back to the future.
Yeah, when you see that footage of the Cotton Club and Smalls and all of these great places in New York, this is what it was. It was the costumes. There was a theatrical kind of thing happening in all of these shows. And of course, the music, outstanding, the jazz. But there was also, this was danceable jazz. I mean, this was the dance music of the day.
Exactly.
Jazz was what people
that
danced to.
That was pop music back then.
Exactly.
So Louis Armstrong was, you know, topping the charts back then. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Cab, Duke, all of them. They were the top tens in the charts.
And they were the pioneers. They're the ones that created this sound back then, basically. So, you know, nobody thinks of going back to those that classic era. I grew up with all this classic, beautiful 1920s, 30s, amazing music. My parents collected vinyl, so my knowledge of it, I was like, what am I going to do with this? Like, and it just came about one day, and it just, you know, it's part of me, it's part of us, so we had to bring it into the future.
So this is how two Canadians fall in love with Harlem. Harlem of the past. Two young Canadians fall in love with Harlem of the past, because you guys are throwback. In that regard, have you ever felt weird when you look around at your contemporaries, and you know, you ever feel like, wow, we know something they don't know? Or
well,
sometimes
I wouldn't say weird for me. I would just say, for lack of a better term, secluded. We just we're constantly looking at who is doing something similar to us, where we could even team up with. You know what I'm saying? There's strength in numbers.
Yeah, it's hard to do that. But that's because you are unique.
But we're still, you know, we want to join forces with other people who are doing something similar, and maybe even doing a double bill with someone in a club somewhere in LA.
Well, here's what I see for you guys. You need to be in Vegas. If anybody
We've
have
been
ever
in Vegas.
Seen, yeah, but I'm just saying, you need a residency in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's where you guys should be, because what you do is a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really a show. Mm-hmm. And let's talk a little bit about the concept behind Parlor Social and the name, actually. Let's talk about that a little
bit. I think last time we were here, we weren't Parlor Social yet, I think. We were just Desi DeLauro.
The first time you came here, you were Desi DeLauro.
And
it was Parlor Social.
Okay, cool.
Yes, but I love that name. Talk about it a little bit.
Well, we wanted to, you know, we wanted to have a name that described basically the sound, the concept that we came up with. So Parlor Social basically is, and again, it's a term from the Harlem Renaissance, which is another word for the rent party. And rent parties, they used to throw that back in the day to come up with rent money. They would invite people from the neighborhood, charge them, you know, 5 cents at the door.
That's right. Fry some chicken, play some music.
Yeah. Have some live music and just have fun and come up with rent money. So the other term for that was Parlor Social.
And so this is what you do.
This is what we do. We're
to collect
up with
rent money.
We're
exactly.
trying to come up with our rent money.
Well, I know you've been in the studio recently and that you've got a brand new album. Got the Heebie Jeebies.
Yes.
And that's the single.
A single to the upcoming album.
So tell us a little bit about the new single, about Heebie Jeebies. I feel like I got the Heebie Jeebies after I listened to it.
It was inspired by Louis Armstrong's first
charting single
called Heebie Jeebies. And we had worked on it for a few years.
That was 1926.
Yeah, we had worked on it for a few years. And
you haven't been working on it since 1926.
No. Not quite.
Felt like it.
Yeah. Felt like it.
Felt like it, because we came up with that song a long time ago, but clearing the sample took a while. So we were able to get the sample cleared. I brought in the musicians into the studio to reinterpolate Louis' version, and it came out better than I expected. We were so happy about
it
that single.
It was a snippet at the top of the song that's kind of this ragtime old feel, and we were waiting for the perfect studio to kind of, you know, redo it because it's so specific and give it an edgy sound because it's new. It's not, you know, we're inspired by the classics, but it's modern.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
very much so.
We found the perfect studio and we went in and recorded everything live. We have a banjo on the track. We have Ricky's playing the kazoo. I thought it was crazy at the time. And I was like, it works, the accordion. And it's funky.
Yeah.
And it's hot. It's actually one of my favorite songs. So please check out Got the Heebie Jeebies. We really love it. And I'm sure y'all are going to love it too, because it's one of our favorites thus far.
Yeah. We got another single that Uh-oh. That's just going to be like, it's going to catch everyone off guard.
We have a very special guest.
We have a very special guest.
I heard about that. Can we talk about it?
Of course we can.
All right, sure. Well, tell us a little bit about your ventures into New Jack Swing.
Yeah. Well, one of my mentors in town is Benjamin Wright.
Dr. Benjamin Wright
mm-hmm. actually came
who
up
actually
on stage.
Who actually came on stage with
that
you
was
guys
an honor
and conducted.
For me.
That was amazing.
That was my dream. when he came up, he came up on that song, Higher Place. Higher Place, I had called Benjamin to write a horn arrangement to that. Mm-hmm. And he's very good friends with Teddy Riley. So when we went to studio to record the horns, he stops me in my track and he says, oh, by the way, Teddy Riley's coming. Open it. Make sure you open the door for him. I'm like, what?
We're such huge fans of Teddy.
I'm like, what? Teddy Riley's coming?
I can see that would be something you would like.
Yes. Yeah. Because when we started this sign, again, I mean, Teddy was one of my influences in terms of who started a genre on their own and created their own sound, you know what I'm saying? So I was looking at people who were doing that. Teddy's one of them. He created a whole sound for a whole generation.
Yeah, and he created a whole sound of swing.
So if you
no
listen,
question.
So if you listen to White Raggin', which is one of our first singles, I think it was our first single, you hear that New Jack Swing, like, bang, 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 boom. So you hear that. So anyways, Teddy comes to the session, and at the end of the session, he comes up to me and he says, I love what you guys are doing. Anything you guys need, let me know. So I go, right then and there, I said, you want to drop some talk box on it, some vocoder. He said, cool, send me the track. 2-3 days later, he sends me all the stems back, done.
Amazing.
Like, he kept his word.
Well, this is what he does.
He kept his word. I was floored.
It sounds amazing.
And it sounds amazing. So we have it, and we're holding on to it.
And you're going to release that. That will be part of the new record.
That will be part of the new record, yes.
I think that's amazing. But did it ever occur to you guys, though, that what you do, musicians fall in love with? Because musicians especially are always looking for something that's interesting.
Right.
And this is, you all are, if nothing else, interesting.
Thank you.
It really is captivating to watch you in live performance. I mean, even to listen to the records, I remember the first time that I heard you guys, it was a demo, and it was a Desi DeLauro demo, and I was blown away by your voice. And then when I got a chance to see the whole visual thing, you know, that you're beautiful, that you can dance, that you, all of that, sexy, the costumes, the whole thing.
Thank you.
You know, there's a lot that's going on in Parlor Social.
And the thing is that we're trying to bring something new to the tours and to the shows and to the, you know, because, you know, you go to a lot of shows and you see a singer and you know, musicians playing and but we wanted to bring a whole other level of entertainment. Mm-hmm. So it's visually pleasing for people to see what we're doing. And it kind of links in everything musically, visually. It's all linked in. Mm-hmm. It's all connected. So people get this bigger picture to what we're doing.
Yes, indeed. And what you're doing is amazing. Thank and there you. Are going to be a lot of opportunities for us in this area to get a chance to see Parlor Social. We'd love for you to follow them on social media at Parlor Social. Also, their website is parlorsocial.com. You can see them every weekend at Middle Bar in Inglewood. Then on Friday, June 29th, they'll be at Harvell's in Long Beach. I want to see this one, July 13th at Vibrato Grill and Jazz. Boy, the sound in that place is amazing.
Yes.
Then back at Harvell's on August 3rd. And then September 14th, love the food over here, upstairs at Vitello's Supper Club.
Yes.
That'll be a great show as well. We're going to put all this information up on our website. And, of course, do our part to spread the word because I am a fan.
Thank you so much for the support.
You guys are so stuck with me, let me just say that. And I appreciate everything that you're doing and can't wait to come see you in Vegas.
We love you, Pat. You know we love you.
Yes. We love you too. Desi DeLauro and Ricky Peggio of Parlor Social. They are Parlor Social, actually. Thanks for coming by today.
Thank you for having us.